This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Jones and Keefe Show, just a half an hour away, and you can watch it on YouTube or on Twitch. And this show and Jones and Keefe and this radio station on Twitch presented every single day by Springer's Jewelers. If you're in the market for a diamond and you want the very best price that there is, then go see the Springer's team in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. You can learn more when you go to springersjewelers.com. This is DJ from Hyannis. Hey, DJ.
How are you doing, my friend?
What's up?
Oh, I'm sitting with Mr. Dumper over there.
Oh.
Mr. Shine.
Huh?
Shine.
Yeah.
Loves the dump. Let's dump this, let's dump that. The whole thing, the sperm race, he never dumped any words you guys said.
Well, yeah, I didn't have to.
He didn't have to dump anything out of the sperm race.
No, when you guys talking, going up and down, doing this, putting in there, putting in there.
Topical.
He should have dumped.
Well, it's called innuendo. They didn't actually say anything.
Sounds like he doesn't like the dump on.
To dump.
Yeah, I don't know. He waited like a half an hour to say that, by the way.
Yeah.
This is Brandon from Boston. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my phone call.
Course,
and real quick, Wiggy, if Giannis does become available, the Celtics should be on the phone. If it was giving up Jaylen Brown or Porzingis, see you later, man. We'll be unstoppable with that guy. But I was talking, this was engineered for him to go late draft to the fifth round because Bronny James was drafted in the second round. I think the Sanders want the nepotism story out of fall. Shador. So that narrative is a race, and now that he's late,
Your phone's not that great. You're cutting in and out. What are you saying again? You're saying it's a concern over nepotism. That's why he didn't go till the fifth round.
I think it's nepotism. You don't want to have him being picked first in the draft, and then it's like, oh, well, he's only got picked first because, you know, he's Deion Sanders' son.
I don't think they want that narrative there.
But he's in a good situation with Cleveland. They need a quarterback, and I think that's a good landing spot. But you can't use that narrative of nepotism.
Yeah. We've talked about it all morning. I don't have much more to add.
NFL owners hate nepotism. Boy, do they hate it.
Yeah. I just think
Chris Sims hates it. Mike Golic Jr. despises it.
We'll see what happens. Like, we'll see if he's that good.
Mm-hmm.
If he's as good as he believes he is,
right,
then this will just be a stumbling block for him and a bump in the road, and he'll be starting soon for the Cleveland Browns.
He should be able to start week one. You should be able to beat out Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, and Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah. All right. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Shador Sanders. Sorry. Wrong name. How could I forget? It's Shime That Stinks.
I don't know why. The
God doesn't like me. It's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Haters gonna hate, you know?
Okay.
Coco, darling, it's Trevor, your bestie. You foolish girl, you left your glasses at the foyer of the tennis club before we went out for drinks. Muffy, grab them. She has your glasses safe. We'll meet for drinks later. I'll DM you, darling. Drinks, question mark.
Oh. That was pretty good. Yeah. No, we didn't hit any tennis courts. But
no?
No? We did a workout class.
All right.
hilarious name, actually, for Palm Beach. It's called Wealthy, but it's W-E-L-L-T-H-Y.
Oh, that's nice.
No, it was great. It was a hard class.
Very nice.
No guys in it, though.
No. Right. Well, besides TJ. But yeah.
Also, hardo move working out on a vacation.
Right.
Like, give me a break.
Seriously. Oh, it was like a fun.
You can take a week off. Take a Saturday off. It's fine. Yeah.
22 is the new 12. Greg, that makes you only 15 years older than Coco.
Good point.
Yeah. You said that when we were talking about Shador, that 22 in a guy's, I felt like this is a sexist comment, but it's really like mentally 12 years old for guys.
I think that's science.
We're not as mentally developed,
mature
as you are.
Yeah, no, I think men take a longer time to mature.
Huh. So, I don't think that's science, though.
No, I think it is.
No, but I think she's actually right.
Yeah.
So a 22-year-old male
I don't know if my math is
maturity
correct.
Level of a 12-year-old?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, I'm not pulling numbers. I'm just saying, like, it is a known fact that women mature
faster.
Yeah, that's all I was saying.
But, I mean, Shador is a grown man. He's
at
not
22,
a 12.
At 22, so he has probably the maturity of a 12-year-old.
There ain't no way.
Okay. Shime, I got to give you some credit for telling us on Friday that you'd be pants off if the Patriots drafted Trayvon Henderson at number 38. But that's not what I'm interested in. What I really want to know is, did the little lady put the nipple clamps on, or did she take them off when the Patriots drafted Trayvon Henderson?
She wasn't home, so they actually ripped off when I jumped off the couch.
There you go.
Okay. Who's the undrafted running back they got that people are chatting about?
I believe his name is Lan Larrison. He's out of UC Davis. If you watch any of his highlights, they're actually pretty fun to watch. Granted, it's UC Davis, so take that competition for what it's worth. But he makes like multiple one-handed catches as a running back. So, I mean,
they make like a McCaffrey comp, which seems a little bold to me. But
yeah, I would say very bold. I would make a more.
That's only because he's a white running back.
Yeah. Well, I would make the comp
that
closer.
That would mean Eamon hates the pick.
I would make the comp closer to like Danny Woodhead.
Yeah, that's right. A little bit closer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like every cornerback is Richard. Is what is his name?
Jason Sehorn. Yeah.
You know, Greg, you're right. Shador Sanders is nothing but a spoiled brat, baby. Isn't that right, angry principal Dave?
Hey guys, it's Will Campbell here, and I'm really looking forward to livening up your afternoon show with my interviews. I also am willing to come on Ken Curtis on Saturday mornings just to offer some real football talk. Call, call.
It's early, but Ninkovich did a pretty good Will Campbell.
Yeah, nasty.
On the show. Off the cuff.
Yeah. That New Orleans, that Louisiana in him.
Right.
I like when he
says country boy.
I like when he says Foxborough. Like, it's not normally pronounced that way, Foxborough. But I like it.
Bring on some coral fish up there. Right.
Give it some character.
Would be a good t-shirt.
Yeah.
I wonder who uses the phrase, "Don't you know who my dad is?" more, Breece Hill or Shador Sanders? Ass clown.
Breece is not like that.
No.
You guys know him.
Yeah, no, he's not.
He's cool.
He says, "Do you know who my mom is?"
So after the draft, I went and checked in on the professor's timeline on Twitter. Jeez, Shime, hopefully you called the doctor after it lasted longer than 4 hours. Take a bath, buddy.
I had quite the week.
Yeah, I was. Even like the people were, because there was a thing that was put up that the day second round and third round ratings were the highest ever, and part of it was because of Shador Sanders. But, I mean, a lot of people were knee-deep, and it outperformed the NBA playoffs. So people are knee-deep in the draft.
Yeah.
Where's it going to be next year? Do we know?
Let's see. 2026 I don't know.
NFL draft.
I would assume that their intent is to be able to give some of the cold weather cities an NFL event, because they'll never get a Super Bowl again. So.
Pittsburgh.
Where is it?
Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Another cold city.
Yeah.
But it's end of April, so you could get nice days.
I mean, I would assume that the crafts would like to have one here. I would assume that they're.
You see all those people that were there? I mean, I don't know what the number was, but there was a ton of people. I think it's a great event for, obviously, the area. It probably brings in a ton of money, and a lot of people obviously would go.
Would we host it in Foxborough, though, or is there a cooler place in Boston that would host it? Like, in Philly, it's I didn't love Philly, like, as a place, but to have it on the Rocky Steps, like, that was cool, the draft there.
Because in Kansas City, didn't they do it by, they didn't do it near the stadium, they did it by, like, whatever that train station looking place is.
What if you had all the draftees arrive in the Barron bike lanes?
Or on the tee.
When it comes to the draft and Pittsburgh, since we're talking about it, do you think Aaron Rodgers is a go down there?
Oh, hell yeah.
He has to be, right?
Hell yeah. Because when they didn't go after Shador, and then they just kept going and going and going, and then they end up taking Will Howard in the sixth round, there's no way they're going into camp going, Will Howard and Mason Rudolph are going to be the quarterback for a team that's a playoff team. So I think I – once I knew that they didn't take a quarterback, I was like, okay, so now it's really about Rodgers and getting the money.
8 a.m., Jermaine Wiggins tells Scheim, we're not going to argue about the Patriots' third-round pick. Jermaine Wiggins proceeds to spend the entire show arguing about the Cleveland Browns' fifth-round pick.
No, but I think Shador shouldn't have been a fifth-round pick. The third round pick, the Kyle Williams kid, was that's where he went. That's where he was projected to go, or somewhere in that area. I have never seen a guy projected to be in the first round get drafted in the fifth round. Like, that's like major news. And then the fact that the kid.
Well, but you'd have to ask like a draft sycophant like Scheim. Does it happen more frequently than we observe because the last name is not Sanders?
No. It is highly unlikely for anybody to be talked about as much as Shador was to go in the first round, to the point where Curtis is making a bet with me that he'll go second overall,
right,
that he then goes in the fifth round. Yeah. Like, again, like we've said earlier, like sometimes guys fall out of the first round and into the second, maybe the third, but never into like the fifth.
When you say talked about as much as Shador was, do you mean by other people or just by he and his father?
I think that includes everybody.
Okay. And now, another segment of The Morning Show.
Okay, Curtis, over there in Courtney's chair today. Time for the lead. Go for it, buddy.
Well, I just want to say that it's been 9 years since my sobriety, and I'm just so glad that I'm still here and I didn't die and I could be there for my dad.
Oh, buddy, it's okay. Hey, you're all right. Hey, do me a favor. Could you move over to that other chair next to you? How do you feel now?
Why the hell is water coming out of my eyes? It's not out of my nose.
You were crying there, buddy.
That's ridiculous. I don't cry.
Do me one more favor. Could you just move back to Courtney's chair? I just want to check something, okay? How do you feel about Scheim?
Scheim, I'm just so proud of you. You did such a good job with everything, and you're doing all the draft stuff, and
hey, yo, he crashed just like he left.
Huh.
Oh, so it's the chair.
Yeah, it is the chair.
Definitely the chair.
Definitely the chair.
Ben?
It's the chair that Curtis sits in.
Right.
Mm. Huh.
Then my slate is clean.
Right. Oh. Yes.
Ooh, maybe we should put Courtney in Curtis's chair.
Oh, God.
That would be interesting to see.
We'd get the true feelings of all the people that tried out for that spot.
Nope.
Is that it, Scheim?
That'll do it today, Greg.
All right. Well done. Thank you. Hill Notes today brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, then call Coleman.
It's electric.